Okay, Rabbi Rabotai, I want to thank you for agreeing to have shiur a little bit earlier today. Just the way my schedule works out, I'm unable to say shiur at the regular time. Until now, we've basically focused on cooking of food items, cooking both solid and liquid, cooking of non-food items. This brought us into the conversation regarding bishul achar bishul by lach and yovesh, and then we spoke yesterday about bishul achar afiyuv. I want to talk about today relates to different forms of cooking. In other words, to violate bishul min haTorah, the cheftza hamispashel must be one thing, but there is also the davar hamivashel that has to be addressed. What sort of fire? What sort of kli? Is necessary to create a din of bishul min haTorah. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes tells us that bechama kuliyama lo pligi demuter betoldos chama. That is where there is a machlokes. In other words, everyone holds that cooking bechama, cooking in the sun itself, is mamish permitted. There is a din derabbanan that everyone agrees to, that toldos ha'or, that if you cook with something that was heated by a fire, that is certainly forbidden. There is a machlokes about toldos chama, about cooking with something that was heated by the sun. But when we talk about the original item in that Gemara, the item of chama, that cooking in the sun itself, which is permitted, the question is, why is it permitted? Rashi writes that when you cook in the sun, it's not derech bishul, it's not the normal way to cook. But l'cha'ora, this just begs the question, if something is not the normal way to cook, what that should mean is that it's aser midrabanan. How come we paskin that cooking in the sun itself is heter gamur? So there are a number of approaches to this question. Rav Rimon actually summarizes them very beautifully in his Sefer on page 203 in the Sefer Arthos Shabbos, footnote 50 and 52, and there around. He also summarizes these issues very beautifully. But the basic idea is, according to Rav Moshe in the Teshuvah and Chelak Gimel Simin Nun Beis, no one would cook in the sun if the person had an option of cooking differently. You would only use the sun to cook if you have no alternative. However, if you have an alternative, so then you're not going to cook in the sun. You'll use a regular stove. You'll use whatever else there is. Consequently, Rav Moshe Feinstein believes in that tshuva that cooking in a microwave is an iser d'oraisa. This might be, someone pointed out, this might be the only mistake that Rav Moshe makes. Rav Moshe says, and his opinion, people will cook in microwaves. This tshuva was written in the 1970s. He writes, in his opinion, once microwaves become more popular, everyone's going to use a microwave. No one's going to use a regular oven because microwaves cook so much better. I think by the year 2020, almost 2021, we can recognize the fact that we actually use regular ovens, despite the fact that microwaves are relatively inexpensive and pretty widespread. But that's Rav Moshe's mahalach. Rav Moshe feels that cooking in microwaves is potentially an issur d'oraisa because, according to him, you would use a microwave even if you have a more traditional oven available. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, however, in his tshuvas, it's found both in the Minchas Shlomo as well as in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa Perek Aleph Ha'ara 145. Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that cooking in the sunlight is definitionally considered not a normal form of cooking. The Minchas Shlomo believes that we see from cooking a Korban Pesach, from cooking matzah, we see from all of these areas of halacha that the Torah says that lechem ha'afoy b'tanur is considered lechem. If it's not baked in a tanur, it does not have the status of lechem. That implies that there's a din d'oraisa, that cooking in the sun is not considered cooking. A kasha that I've had on this for many years is what this would mean, l'cha'or, and this is beferish in the Gemara, that only lechem ha'afoy b'tanur is a problem. So when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, right? Misharotam sirot be simotam al shechmam. No, the Torah says that they are carrying their dough on their shoulders. So that would mean that the original matzah, the primordial matzah, is not considered matzah. No, it's not lechem ha'afoy. I'm not exactly sure how we deal with that question. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach maintains, based on the sources of matzah and the source by Korban Pesach and in Perek Aleph of Shemir Shabbos Ha'ara Kuf Mem Hei, he has a proof from hanging begodim to dry that the assumption is that there is only an iser of libun. There is no iser of bishul on the mayim. Even though it's normal to hang clothing to dry and for the mayim to be heated to the temperature of Yad Soledes, nonetheless, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it is definitionally not called cooking when you're mevashel b'chama. It's interesting that Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer on page 46, rejects the two proofs of Reb Shlomo Zalman from matzah and from Korban Pesach, but he seems to ignore this last proof, the proof in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, from hanging the begodim in the sun. So the kitzur, so far we have two mahalachim. We have Rav Moshe's mahalach, that cooking in the sun is not cooking at all, because no one would do it if they had another better way of cooking. Rav Shlomo Zalman's categorical approach, that cooking in the sun is not called cooking at all. And the Eglay Tal famously maintains that the reason why cooking in the sun is not cooking is because it's a shinui in the chefta as opposed to a shinui that's done in the gavra. Meaning to say, I can do a shinui in that I turn on my light with my left hand instead of my right hand. The result, the fact that my light is on, is exactly the same, whether I turn it off my right hand or my left hand. However, the shinui that is invoked when you cook in a tanur, as opposed to the shinui that's invoked when you cook in the sun, as opposed to cooking the tanur, is a shinui that manifests itself in the cheftza. Recently in the Daf Yomi, we encountered the sugya of whether yesh shvach eitzim b'pas or ain shvach eitzim b'pas. No? When you cook bread, so the wood, the fuel, has some effect on the food and the way it ends up tasting. As such, says the Eglay Tal in his Hakdama and elsewhere, that there's a din that a shinoi that manifests in the chefta is going to be heter gamur. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, many point out that a nafgamina between Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe seems pretty obvious. That's exactly what they're talking about, is cooking in the microwave, no? Rav Moshe would say that cooking in the microwave is cooking min ha-Torah. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, cooking in the microwave is not cooking min ha-Torah. Again, we believe that maybe even Rav Moshe would no longer say it. A few years ago, I received a shayla. There's someone who at one point was in my shiur who's currently in federal prison. He unfortunately did ma'asim asher lo ye'osun. And he is in federal prison. So he sent me a shayla about, is it possible for him to have hot food on Shabbos? Can you ask a non-Jew to heat up the food for you on Shabbos? The way they heat the food is, of course, they put it in the microwave. If you get these meals ready to eat, it's ki'ilo, you're a soldier in the U.S. Army, the stuff, we know all the jokes about it. But you get this meal ready to eat, you're putting it in the microwave. Is that permitted? Is Amir al-Nahri permitted? So if it's an Issa Drabonon, that would be a Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Su'ud to Shabbos, which is considered B'makom Mitzvah and L'chor, that's okay. However, if you assume it's an iser, if you assume that's an iser do'iraisa to cook in the microwave, that would be amir al nachri to do a din do'iraisa, which according to the vast majority of Rishonim, we do not permit even b'makom su'udas Shabbos. That is his approach. Another nafkamin that people traditionally suggest is whether food that's cooked in a microwave is subject to the rules of bishul akum. There in Dunkin' Donuts, there's this thing. I forget what it's called, but you guys probably know better than I do. There's this thing called an egg that they heat up in like a, I don't know why anyone would eat this. It looks radioactive to me. But sometimes people like these eggs that they make in Dunkin' Donuts that are heated up in just like some styrofoam container. Are you allowed to ask the guy to heat up the food? So some suggest that according to our motion, it's going to be usur because he treats cooking in the microwave like full-fledged cooking. But according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's going to be mutter. In the back of Rabbi Yamin Cohen's Sefer on Bishul Akum, in the back of the Chilkas Bin Yamin, the Miluim, he argues that this is actually not correct. Because even according to Rabbi Moshe, that cooking in the microwave is a din d'oraisa, it's considered a tolda on the level of d'oraisa, it's not an av malacha. And one could argue that the dinim of toldos are only formulated with respect to Bishul B'Shabbos. The Shita Mekubetzos at the beginning of Bava Kamma discusses whether the category of toldos applies to other areas in halacha or only in Hilcha Shabbos. Right? Daf Mem Tes and Shabbos as psukim that we learn toldos from. One could argue it's a din only in Shabbos, not elsewhere in halacha. That's the question that that is addressed. If it's only a tolda, so then perhaps since toldos only apply by Shabbos, so even according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, there'd be no Bishul Akum in a microwave. And of course, we have our argument that even Rav Moshe would not agree with what Rav Moshe said. One of the shilas that comes up with respect to Bishul Bechama is the common question of a Dud Shemesh. In America, unfortunately, we are very bad at using clean energy sources. No? This is something that hopefully will be metaken after January 20th of 2021. But Avram, you have a question?
I think at one point I may have heard of Sobolowski say about the Dunkin' Donuts issue. It's like those eggs are not
Ola al Shulchan Malachim is an interesting point. That depends on the question as to whether Ola al Shulchan Malachim is defined by the min or defined by the machal. In other words, eggs are clearly Ola al Shulchan Malachim. This type of radioactive egg in styrofoam, the cha'ora is not Ola al Shulchan Malachim, but one could argue that Ola al Shulchan Malachim is defined by egg versus other foods. That's the general shaila about potato chips. Now, are you allowed to eat wise potato chips, or do you have to be concerned with the question that potatoes are ola shulchan malachim? The Breuer's Kehilla does not eat OU potato chips. They're nervous about the shaila that potatoes are ola shulchan malachim. Most communities will eat OU wise potato chips because we're defining it by the Maicho, not by the min, or like Rev Belsky suggested, that there is no such thing as a fried potato, which is what a potato chip is. It's a deep fried potato. A deep fried potato is never olal shocham malachim. The potatoes that are olal shocham malachim are cooked potatoes, which are then browned afterwards by frying. There's no such thing as a purely fried potato that is olal shocham malachim. That's what Rav Belsky Zichron Levracha has in his tshuvas, and I think that's really the basis of the psak of the OU, that potato chips are not subject to the rules of Bishul Akum, the fellow who wrote the article in the RJJ Journal a number of years ago, trying to ask for potato chips, did not see Rav Belsky's tshuva, why the OU is makel on potato chips. Again, these are just some of my editorial comments. Avram mentioned it, so I decided I should respond. But one of the issues that comes up in the United States, because we are not so into clean energy, is the question of... It doesn't come up in the U.S. because we're not taking clean energy. It's a question of cooking the Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. What a Dud Shemesh basically is that you have solar panels on your roof that absorb the rays of sunlight. Those rays of sunlight go through a few pipes, and they are heated directly by the sun through the refraction of these mirrors. Then that water goes down into the tank, into the Mechal HaMayim, and it heats the other water in the tank. And then as you withdraw water from the tank, so hot water comes out, more cold water goes into these mirrors, these refraction glasses that allow the these refraction glasses that help the water become heated. And the shaila is that going to be permitted on Shabbos, or is that not permitted on Shabbos? So as a general rule, the pashtus would be that this is usser, because this is not bishul b'chama, this is bishul b'tol d'schama. Meaning, the thing that heats the water in the mechal, the thing that heats the water in the container, is the water which itself was heated by the sun. So just like heating an egg on the sand, right, or in the sidewalk, when the sidewalk was heated by the sun, that's bishul b'toldos chama, which we paskin is aser. So also bishul b'toldos chama in the dud shemesh should be aser. That's what we would think intuitively. Nonetheless, there were poskim who were makel on this. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the Shmir Shabbos 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. 1.0 came out first in the 1960s, and there was an updated version of 1.0 in the 1970s. 2.0 came out in the 1980s. 3.0 came out around in the 2010s or something. 3.0 is the big blue ones. 2.0 is the smaller volumes. 3.0 contains the volume that has the Hakdama and the Klolam in Hilcha Shabbos, and then it begins with Perek Aleph about Bishul. It's actually somewhat confusing in 3.0 because there are two different Perek Aleph, Beis, and Gimels. Because Perek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel number one is about the Klolam of Shabbos. Perek Aleph number two is about the Halachas and Bishul of Shabbos. So in Shmir Shabbos 1.0, and the volume that came out in the 60s and 70s, Rav Shlomo Zalman permitted the use of a Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. And his argument was that the reason why Toldos Chama is Aser is because people might mistake Toldos Chama for Toldos Ha'ar. If I have a hot sidewalk, people are not going to know if the sidewalk was heated by the sun or if the sidewalk was heated by some fire. Someone lit a fire right next to the sidewalk and that heated the sidewalk, because people might make a mistake of toldos chama to toldos ha'ar, that's why it's aser. However, if it's something that no one would make a mistake, for example, the Maharshal has a tshuva that's cited in the Magen Avraham about cooking on the gag, about roasting an egg on the roof. Apparently, no one's going to make a fire on top of their roof. It's a little bit too risky and dangerous. So in that case, the Maharshal permits it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in actually complicated Cheshbon, he writes that he thinks cooking in the Dud Shemesh is going to be Heter Gomor, since no one would ever mistake the Dud Shemesh for cooking in Toldos Ha'ar. It's the type of Toldos Hachama, which everybody knows is Toldos Hachama. It's so nafut, it's so widespread that there is mamish, no concern. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman said it is going to be a problem to use a Dud Shemesh. In Shmir Shabbos 2.0, Reb Shlomo Zalman moved away from this kula. And in Shmir Shabbos 3.0, he doesn't even quote the kula in the footnotes. Now, what changed? So some people say that this is an example of the turn to the right in Orthodox Judaism. That's absolutely incorrect. What really changed over here is the mitzius of what a Dud Shemesh is. You see, in the 60s and 70s, if you wanted to shower at night, your water would be cold. Because if you have a Dud Shemesh, the idea is that solar heat is what is heating the water. If it's been dark, if it's been rainy for a couple of days, you won't have hot water. Today, all of our Dud Shemeshes have a battery backup. The battery is mamish toldos ha'ar. There's like the equivalent of fire there. So therefore, since you have a battery backup, so the gezeira of toldos chama to toldos ha'ar is certainly applicable, because you don't know whether this water was heated while the battery was on, or you don't know if the water was heated beforehand, since you don't know when and why the water was heated. So the gezeira of toldos chama unto toldos ha'ar should certainly apply. There's another issue that is relevant over here, which is the Shvisas HaShabbos. Chaim Soloveitchik notes in his Rupture and Reconstruction that he considers the Shvisas HaShabbos the paradigm of the way halacha used to be done before the Mishnah Brura came on the scene. And in the Shvisas HaShabbos and Siv Katan Mem Daled, he questions whether if I heat something with a magnifying glass, is that considered bishul b'chama or bishul b'toldos chama? Right? When I heat something with a magnifying glass, really what I'm doing is the sunlight is being refracted through that magnifying glass to focus that sunlight very sharply, very precisely, to allow for cooking. If the Shrisas HaShabbos suggestion is correct, that we treat the magnifying glass like it is toldos chama, so l'cha'ira, it should for sure be aser midrabanan. Because, yeah, no one's going to mistake this in toldos ha'ar, but this type of toldos chama for sure is going to be aser midrabanan. So as a result, the pashtus is that, or one could certainly make a case that a dud shemesh has always been a problem, based on this Shvisas HaShabbos, certainly Bizman Hazeh, a Dud Shemesh is going to be a problem. Now, there is, however, a sniffle.
Really?
Yes.
That's assuming that there are these magnifying glasses on the panel.
Yeah, so the idea of the Shvisas HaShabbos, I don't think there's magnifying glasses on the solar panels, but they have specific type of glass that refracts the sunlight in the way to heat it. So it's the rough equivalent, or the very finely tuned equivalent of a magnifying glass, and that's what.
You can establish the nickel pella anyway. No, that would be called toldos chama.
I don't think it's such a pella. In other words, maybe chama means that the sun is directly heating that egg, but if the sun goes through any change. Right, Mali, if the sun hits the sidewalk and I roast an egg on the sidewalk, and Mali, if the sun goes through the magnifying glass. Now, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank actually says that he considers it very different. Right, when the sun hits the pavement, so were I to be able to pick up that pavement and move it somewhere else, it would still be hot. So maybe that's called toldos chama. However, when the sun goes through the magnifying glass, the moment you break that sun, the magnifying glass will no longer cook. So Tzvi Pesach Frank feels that the Shvisas HaShabbos' Svara is not correct. Nonetheless, one can make a fairly cogent argument in favor of what the Shvisas HaShabbos says. Yeah. Someone else had a comment? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Years ago, when my last year in college, actually, I didn't take college all that seriously at that point. Actually, one of the things I would do differently if I would be 22 years old now is I would have taken more challenging courses in Yeshiva College and taken it more seriously. That's a different Musar Shmuz, but the point, or Mada Shmuz, whatever you want to call it. But my last year in college, the Kolo was learning Shabbos, and I decided to learn Kolo Seder with Rav Schefter's Kolel, and I scheduled my classes in the way that I was basically able to be in the Kolel. So when Rav Schefter gave a Chabura that year on Daf Lamed Tes and Parakira, Rav Schefter quoted that he thought that maybe we have another svara why cooking in a microwave for sure is going to be Heter Gomer Bizman Hazeh. The argument goes as follows. You know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes speaks about how world history is divided into different epochs. One of the epochs of world history is Shnei Alafim Tohu, then the Shnei Alafim Torah, and then the Shnei Alafim Yemais HaMashiach. Right, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. The Maharsha understands that the Gemara isn't really Dafka. The Shnei Alafim Tohu ended when Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, L'Briyas HaOlam. Shnei Alafim Torah basically is 2,000 years after that, roughly the year 4,000. And Maharsha assumes that there's no halachic significance of the Shnei Alafim Torah. However, the Chazon Ish, in one of his essays, argues that maybe the Shnei Alafim Torah is actually significant, which is that all halachos, which are based on the Metzius, are based on the Metzius that was nikba in the Shnei Alafim Torah. But you can't be koveya a Metzius after. Consequently, since there was no such thing as cooking in the microwave during the Shnei Alafim Torah, so therefore, cooking in the microwave, Bizman Hazeh, has to be Heter Gomor. That's already a very creative approach that the Chazon Ish suggests. I don't know if anyone really accepts that Chazon Ish, but nonetheless, I think that is another sevara why cooking in a microwave should be heter, I don't know, heter gamor. Obviously, there's uses of electricity, which, as we spoke about yesterday, I think, electricity for sure is going to be usser. But nonetheless, the question of cooking in the microwave, mitzad dine bishul itself, lecha'ora, cooking in the microwave should be heter gomor mitzad the dinim of bishul. So what we did today is the halacha of cooking b'chama. You'll forgive me that I have to finish a little bit early now. So this is a chatzi shiur, both in terms of the zman ha'haskala and the zman of the gemar hashiur. You'll forgive me for this. But I want to talk tomorrow, Mirta Hashem, about cooking in the kli rishon and cooking in the kli sheni, to go through those sugyas, and we'll spend some time on those issues, Be'ezras Hashem. So we'll have shiur tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, and we will continue our study of Judaism. Okay, Chevra, thank you for coming to learn, to listen. Those guys are in my regular shiur. I hope to give shiur today at 1:45, but there is a chance that I won't be done with this session that I'm supposed to be leading by then. So keep your eyes posted on our WhatsApp group, because there is a chance that we won't be able to have shiur today at all. Okay, Chevra, have a great day. Kol tov.